Now we start Rav Nosenthal's words. This was the Likutei Moran that he's basing this on. Now he's going to explain the concept of a gift related to this. V'zeh b'chinas shtori mechiro matona. This is the concept of a document. When you give someone a gift in writing, or you sell someone something to someone in writing. Ki ikar ha-mechiro v'ha-matono hu shetzorech limsur u'lehaknois l'chaveroi ha-koyach sheyesh loi ba'oisei akarka. When I sell you a piece of property, or I give you a piece of property, I'm not picking up the house and putting it in your pocket. So what am I giving you? I'm giving you the power that I had, the ownership that I had on this item. I'm taking it off and giving that over to you. Ki hakarka einoi nimsar miyad liyad. The piece of property, the house, isn't being transferred from my hand physically into your hand. Ve'ikar hamechira v'hamatona hu shemoiser u'makne loy hakoyach sheyesh loy boiser karka. So what I'm transferring to you is the power that I have on that piece of property, the ownership that I have, that I'm transferring to you. V'alkein nikne hasoda b'shtar. Therefore, the right way to do this is in writing. Ki ikra koyach sheyesh b'chol dovor hu b'chinas chof ches asfon shel maiser bereishis shebohem nivra ze hadovor. Because when we talk about this mystical power that I have on this house, What is it plugged into? What's the koyach? Koyach means power. What is the power that I have on this? It's based on the 28 letters of creation. The first pasuk in Chumash, Bereishis Bora Lekim, Es Hashamayim Ves Oretz, which says, in the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth, which includes everything. That pasuk has in it 28 letters. That's the koyach of everything. That's the koyach mas of higid liyamoy. Just like when a craftsman makes something with his hands, he puts his hands into it. The hands, the word yad is 14, twice yad is 28. And the hand has actually 14 pieces to it. The two parts to the thumb and the three of every other finger, that's this 28. If I made it, I built it, what I put of myself into it is I put my life into it, I put my hands into this, I drew it, a graphics, but I put myself into it with my fingers, right? That's the koyach that he put into it. So the ownership is based on these chof ches asvon de maisa bereshis. Shebohem nivra zadover. That's how Hashem created everything. He created it with these 28 letters. Shehu ikar hakoyach v'hachius shel kol davar shebo'olam. What is the life force of every item in creation? In science, you learn that this isn't a table. You see it as a table, one object. If you put under a microscope, you're going to see there's all kinds of molecules, and the molecules are stuck together. It's atoms with electrons and neutrons all floating around each other. Yeah? And what's keeping it all together? That they don't address in science. What's keeping it all together? Who said that these molecules should stay neighbors and that one of them shouldn't go to Florida and have the table fall apart? The answer is that they don't discuss the Hashem that's in this, the spiritual force that Hashem put into this that's holding it together. That they don't address. But Rav Nosenthal says here, what's the chiyus of that item? What's the spiritual force that holds it together? What's the koach of it? What is its power? It's these 28 letters, which Hashem put their power into everything. V'zeh b'chinas hashtar. This is the concept of writing down. Knows that when you sell something to someone or you give them something, put it in writing. Ki ikar chof ches asvon shehem hachius shel kol advorim heim b'chinas oisius hatoyro shebohem nivroilam. Because this concept of these 28 letters with which everything was created, that's the koyach hatoyro which was put into every single item in creation. Shem b'chinas chof ches asvon shel maisa bereshis, shem ikar hakoyach v'hachius shel kol advorim. That's the main spiritual force that keeps everything alive and maintains it. V'zeh b'chinas oisiyos hashtar, shem b'chinas chof ches asvon hanal. That's again the important, the letters of the document, they correspond to this concept of the 28 letters of creation. That's how you can transfer ownership. That's how you can obtain ownership based on letters. Because that's what originally created the item. If to create the item, Hashem used this, then to change the item, you have to use this also. To change ownership of the item, you got to use writing also. ki hashtar nikra sefer, because we know that the Torah calls a shtar a book. I took this book of ownership. Write it in this document and seal it. So we see again, a document is also called a sefer sometimes. Ki hashtar hu bechinas sefer, bechinas Torah. A written document where people write on paper that I'm giving you this item, that's also a form of Torah. Because the document's supposed to be written based on the laws of Torah. So therefore, a document which two Jews write to each other, he's giving him a gift, or he's transferring ownership, that's actually, they're using the Torah, which is the origin of everything, to transfer ownership between the two people. So therefore, the wording that's in the shtar is plugged into those 28 letters of creation, Shehem HaKoyach VaHachius Shel Kol Dovor, which represent the force and the life that's in every single item. V'al kein, al yidei oisiyos hashtar, hu moiser lechaveroi hakoyach sheyesh loy ba'asode. Therefore, it's possible, by me writing on paper that I'm giving you ownership, I'm transferring ownership of this field to you, those words on paper have the ability to change that field from my ownership to your ownership. Why? Because what created that field? It was words. And again, to modify that field, even though physically you look at it, you don't see the field change color when I give it to you, and yet there is an actual change, a spiritual change, that takes place in that field by me writing this document that I'm transferring ownership to you. Because the deed is the life force. Say again, we talk about having a deed on a house, a contract, the chozeh on the apartment. That's how you show it's yours. What kind of baloney is this? You got an apartment. How does this thing prove that it's mine? How does this make it mine? According to Judaism, what kind of nonsense is this that I can go to a bezin and show them a piece of paper that has your signature on it that you said, and that shows the house is mine? Where does it say my name on the house? Where does it show that my foot, that I built it, I created it? What does the document have anything to do with it? Rav Nosson Zal explained, now you understand the secret behind it. Because when Hashem first created it, he created it with words and letters. He created it through writing, through the Torah. Therefore, a change of ownership can also be reflected in writing. The writing alone is enough to actually change that, to unhook it from your soul and hook it up to his soul. Ki ikar haschus sheyesh lehoodom b'anachosim shaloi hurat b'hachiyus sheyesh v'adovor. Because the main ownership that you have in an item, when we say you own this house or you own this table, it means you are in control of the chiyus of that item. This means the life force of that item, which it's drawing from the 28 letters of creation. And when a person transfers ownership to a second person, again, he doesn't have to physically move the house. He's simply transferring over the life force and the koyach in that item. He's giving it to the other person. V'al kein kol ha'ashirus sheyesh lehodom nikra al shmoi ki'ilu osa bi'atzmoi oisan hanachosim. Therefore, any possessions that a person has, whether you built it or you bought it, either way, it's called on your name. It's considered yours as if you created it. Also, es kol hakovoy dazeh. There's a pasuk in Chumash where Rachel and Leah are talking about the possessions of Lavan, and they say, and Yaakov Avinu, who earned all the stuff that he had, they say he created this stuff. Why use the word created? Ukamayshakosiv ki hu hanoisen lecho koyach lasois choyil. There's a pasuk in Chumash where it says Hashem is the one who gives you the ability to obtain, to create possessions, lasois. The word asiya is used, and the targum over there is lemikni nichsin, to obtain possessions, to obtain ownership of possessions. Why? Why does he use the word creation? Why does the Torah give me credit as if I created the item? Ki al yedei shezoiche b'hachof ches asman shesh b'hadovor, because through the fact that you obtain ownership of the letters that are found in that item, the letters that created that item, shehem hachius shel hadovor, which is the life force of that item, sheze ikar haschus shesh lo b'hadovor, that's the main zuchus that the person has in it, al kein nechshav ki'ilu hu oso es hadovor. Therefore, it's considered to a degree as if you created that item. When Hashem created it, He created it with words. And then this person had it. When this person writes you, puts in writing to you that he's giving it to you, again, the same way when Hashem created it with writing, with words, this document, this deed that you have that says in writing that it's yours, shows that the ownership, the life of that item went over into your possession. Because the main creation was using the letters, using letters. Valkein nikra Hashem Yisborach koinei shamayim voretz. And this is why there's a very interesting point. There's a place in the davening Friday night where we say, blessed is Hashem koinei shamayim voretz, who bought, who acquired heaven and earth. What kind of acquired? Why don't we say boirei shamayim voretz? Yeah. Why do we say about Hashem koinei shamayim voretz? Ki hakinyin hu bechinas briyas shamayim voretz. Because buying something or acquiring ownership over something is like creating heaven and earth. It's like you made that item. It's literally like you, just like if you build a house, it's yours. If you buy a house, it's yours. What's the logic? What kind of logic is there to that? This guy worked for 6 months straight, 8 hours a day, building and picking up each brick with the cement, with the windows. And you tell me that he has the same ownership as some other turkey does, who walks into a lawyer's office, spends 10 minutes, signs his name on the bottom of the contract, gives over $200,000, and he's the same balabaya? He has the same connection to that house as the first guy who put his whole life into it? The answer is yes. The reason being, because it's not his physical life that he put into that house that counts so much. The kesher is with the chiyus of that house, with the life of that house. And that kesher isn't just the physical kesher. There's a spiritual connection between you and that house. That connection isn't made with the hands. It's made with words. When Hashem created that house, He created it with words. When you build a house, you build it with words, with dibur. And when you sell out, when the house is transferred to somebody else, it's also done with words, put into writing. Excuse me? Dibur here, I mean, exactly.
It's like somebody buys a Sefer Torah. He's unable to write it. So
himself, he gets credit to a degree as if he wrote it, if he bought it. Correct. Ki hakinyin hu bechinas briyas shamayim voretz. Because buying something or acquiring ownership of something is like creating heaven and earth. Ki ikar hakinyin al yidei chof ches asven shebohem nivre shamayim voretz. Because the main concept of buying something is with a shtar, with a document, which is the same as when Hashem created heaven and earth, He did it with words. Sheim chinas oisies haTorah kanal. Al kein makne hakoyach sheben chosav lechaver kanal. Therefore, the shtar has the ability to transfer ownership that I have in possessions to a second person. V'zeh b'chinas ma shehashtar oimed l'rayo she'en hasode gzula biyodoy. This is why we say that this document serves as proof that I didn't steal this house, or I didn't steal this field. Zeh b'chinas ma shemuva b'maymar hanal, maymar azal, k'dei shelo yoimru listematem l'fiko koyach ma'as l'fiko liyamo iloses. Where the Rabbeinu Zal, on that chapter in the Qumran, quotes the Gemara where it says, why did Hashem write in the beginning of the Torah that He created heaven and earth? Why did He have to bother saying that? The Gemara says, because if the Goyim should ever come and say that the Jews stole Eretz Yisrael from us, we were there first. Hashem wanted to put into writing, baloney, I was there first. I made it. I created everything. I had the right to give it over to the Goyim, and I have the right to take it away from them and give it to the Jews. That's what Hashem wanted to establish with the opening state, with those 28 letters. Bereshis Bara Likim is Hashemayim V'Saretz. I, Hashem, created everything. Rav Nosenthal says that, just like that's by Hashem, you have a similar concept by a Jew who's got a written piece of paper in his hand that says, I own this piece of property. It's the paper that proves that it's yours. That's enough proof. Just like in the Torah, the fact that Hashem said, I made everything, is the proof that Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jews. This is the concept of a deed. That corresponds to the 28 letters of creation. As a result of Hashem making that statement, the goyim can't come and say the Jews are thieves. Here also, as a result of having the shtar, the document which symbolizes those words of creation, it testifies that I'm the one who owns this field through this 28 letters, this concept of the words. This, that a piece of property or some other object is transferred from one person to the next, hakoil hu al yedei koyach maisa bereishis, could only be done by plugging into the beginning, plugging into creation. How? Because again, if we say something was created a certain way, how could you change it? If when Hashem created it, it was X, how do you change it and make it Y? The only way you do it is by plugging back into creation and modifying it over there. Lahavdil, if a person has a house and they want to make changes in the house, they need the original blueprints. They have to look over the original blueprints and look at how it looks and everything, and make the change on the blueprint, then they can go ahead and make the change on the actual house and have it come out right and properly. If you don't do it that way, you run into all kinds of mess, right? Here also, Kaviochel, the Torah was the blueprint for the world. Hashem created the world, that's the blueprint. That's what He used to create it. Now, if you want to make any change in that blueprint, you want to change, modify ownership or anything like that, you got to go back to the blueprint. You got to write a shtar. By making the change in writing, you're plugging into the original blueprint. You're plugging into the Torah, you change it over there, then your change in actuality, in physical, takes place. It works. Ki lefi koyach maasei bereishis, kein Hashem Yisborach mesavev sivuvim, sheyizgalgel hadovar meyechad lechaveroi. Because when Hashem first created the world, He programmed it in such a way as to everything that would take place, who would make this house, who would buy this house, who would sell this house, all of that was programmed into creation by Hashem. It's all based on the original program that Hashem put into effect when He first created the world. The deed, the document, the contract, represents those chof ches asfon, koyach maase bereishis, who made shakof ches hanal, it testifies that the zchus that Hashem put into in the beginning is now in your possession. Because I am the one who owns this field now, as a result of me being the one that's plugged in to the words that Hashem programmed when He originally created it. Because this deed that I have, this document, is plugged into the original document of creation, the Torah at that time.
It's using the same letters.
It's using the same letters, the same building blocks, and it uses the same rules. The shtar matan shtar mechira has to be based on the laws of the Torah. You understand? And the Torah was the blueprint of creation. By writing that document based on the concepts of the Torah, you're plugging into the original creation. By making a modification there, you can change ownership. You understand? La'afil, it's this concept of the blueprint.
And thus, like when the first started printing, he was printing a Kutei Halacha, so many people would be printing the Rebbe's form. You can see he was going to actually wrote down, you know, the Rebbe would give over Torah, but he wrote it down.
For sure, for sure. And this is the thing that clarifies most and makes the concepts in the Likud Imran, puts them into practical sense. A lot of it seems to be theory. It seems to be things that, how do I apply this into my own life? This concept of the Ches Chinam, this, that, or this concept of the 28 letters of Kriya, what does that have to do with me? It's to do with me that when you want to transfer ownership, the only way you could do it is, the right way to do it is on paper, because then you're affecting the change, you know, plugging it into its creation.
It's just interesting to see what you're doing with your 28
fingers.
Digits.
That's going to be discussed. There's a lot to talk about on that. Baruch Hashem.